Hi, I'm Alex Pault, Editorial Director of Power Systems Design, and I'd like to welcome you again to another of our Audible articles, mini audiobooks where we read columns from Power Systems Design so you don't have to. This one is the Green Page column from March 2013, and it's called Should We Regulate Progress? By Alex Pault, Editorial Director, Power Systems Design. One of the biggest issues a design engineer must face not only involves the application itself, but the regulatory environment of the market involved. In the case of the most immature technology spaces, especially what we're calling green products, this environment is often unclear, hypocritical, and often contradictory. Standards and requirements need to be clarified and codified, but where should that clarification come from? Who should be allowed to codify it? Why regulate? Regulation is viewed by some as a waste of time and effort, and that the marketplace has inherent controls and balances to prevent abuse, and companies and individuals are responsible for applying their own standards on the products they use and consume. Others believe that every facet of every aspect of everything should be controlled, regulated, organized, and inspected to protect companies and individuals from fraud, misrepresentation, poor quality, and often themselves. The reality is that neither extreme is intelligent or desirable, and that the market and society need both to agree on the areas that should be regulated for the good of the marketplace and for society. In the so-called green space, these issues are currently being hotly debated, with aspects ranging from technology choice to infrastructure compatibility to the matter of who should even be doing the regulation, manufacturers, the government, or the consumers themselves. The EPA and the Department of Energy spar over who gets to regulate energy efficiency in products. Special interest groups spar with, and often within, trade associations, and manufacturers often spar with one another. Should we approach the market from a national level? State-level regulation? What about international requirements? As Einstein said, reality is often determined by the point of view of the observer. Can you regulate the future? Can you truly control where, what, and how people choose to create the future? Does banning a product accelerate the abandonment of an obsolete technology? Or do incentives foment the adoption of the next generation of technology? Or does it work best in the context of a competitive market? For example, nations are now banning the incandescent bulb, which is one of the last vestiges of vacuum tube technology after the CRT, to advance the adoption of the next lighting technology. But who can really determine that? Some argue that CFLs, for example, shouldn't even be allowed on the shelves because of the mercury. Some push for LEDs as the be-all solution. And still others would like us to wait and see how inorganic and organic electroluminescent technology develops. For example, the LCD, the flat-screen TV, didn't need any incentive to knock the CRT out of society. It happened so quickly that most people can't even remember the brouhaha over the national HDTV standard. This was an Audible article from Power Systems Design. Check out Power Systems Design at www.powersystemsdesign.com. And this is Alex Pault for Power Systems Design saying thanks and have a great day.